Week 2, Day 2 of the Firm Foundation class. Learning Your New Identity. Let's look at Colossians chapter 3, verses 9 through 11. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. We have a new self, which is continually being changed into the image of Jesus Christ, our Creator. And this scripture tells us that it doesn't matter where we come from, what race or nationality we are, or what we have done. Once Christ is in us, He changes everything. Slowly, but surely, we become everything that Jesus is. How we formally identified ourselves no longer applies. Paul states here that our race, religion, cultural background, or social distinctions no longer apply. And our physical heritage, race, or social standing no longer determines our identity. Fred Astaire was, without dispute, one of the top singers, dancers, and actors of all time. He played in numerous movies and Broadway shows, winning many awards. But in 1932, when Astaire was starting out, a Hollywood talent judge wrote on his screen test, "Can't act, can't sing, can dance a little." Sometimes, as Christians, we may fail badly. We think, what kind of Christian would do that? Or, how can I ever serve Christ again? But we develop and grow in our Christian life when we leave those failures behind us and daily use our God-given gifts for Him. In time, those failures will be forgotten footnotes. We should not look at our past, but focus on right now and the future. Our identity lies in the fact that we are no longer that old person. We are brand new. We are in Christ. And who Christ is determines who we are. As you seek the Lord in prayer today, begin to praise Him for your new identity. As you start to realize that you're a child of the Almighty God and you're going to find your true destiny in life, just begin to thank Him and praise Him. Ask Him what you can do for Him today so that He might be glorified.